2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Cougar Sports Saturday, Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. Man, it feels really good to be back in studio. It's been far too long. BYU football has been covering us up here for the last couple of weeks, so we're happy to be back here in the broadcast house. It's 1:23, and man, it's a crazy day in college football. A huge upset just took place. Illinois springs the upset on number 6 Wisconsin, 24-23, so the Badgers, they go down. They weren't quite in the top 5. They were number 6 in the AP top 25, but I bring up the top 5 because now it's time to get to our top 5 here on Cougar Sports Saturday.
Sports Saturday Top 5. Mitch and Matt clash in a weekly battle of BYU sports knowledge. The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5.
All right. Top 5. And how about that intro, though? Right?
Yes.
That sounds clean.
Producer Dallin in the studio with us.
That was nice.
That sounds real clean, right? Yes, we are back with the top five. It's been like it feels like it's been so long.
If there was one positive to the break, it's we fine-tuned some of the tasty audio nuggets for the show.
Yes, we did. The imaging sounds great.
Yep. Tasty audio nuggets. There you go. I like that. All right, top five today. We're halfway through BYU season, and I thought, let's be positive. Let's be positive. Let's
like
look at some of the best. Let's look at some of the best individual performances by BYU players through the first 6 games. So that's the list today. The best performances by individual players. So I want you to guess not only the player but the game when they had
not said the stats,
performance.
Right? Because that's not really next level.
No, not the stats, but the player and the game.
Okay,
that's the list. So starting at number 5, let's start with Matt. I'll let you have the first guest today.
All right. This is a total shot in the dark, but I'm going to go Jaren Hall at South Florida. Number 5.
Mm-mm. Nope.
That was, for the record, a pretty nice performance. I mean, the best performance by a quarterback in his first start under Kalani Sitake. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Aleva Hifo against Toledo.
Oh. Nailed it. Now, I will say Jaren Hall was like number 6. That was the one that I was like, you know, last week he was really good. But Aleva Hifo, 5 receptions, 111 yards, and 2 touchdowns. I mean, he was
and the punt return yardage.
And the punt return yardage against Toledo. The loss that day, but Aleva Hifo was fantastic.
Yeah.
So.
And the thing is, too, is my thought process was, okay, Aleva's performance was really good, but it was a loss. So it's like, you got to knock it down a touch. So, but yeah, Aleva, he's showing out really well for this BYU team.
You got the right mindset here, Mitch. Okay, number 4 to Mitch. What's your guess?
So I'm going to go, let's see here. I'm going to say Peyton Wilgar against USC.
That's good. That's good.
All right. I'm going to go Zach Wilson against USC.
No.
Oh, can I finish the game before I get the buzzer here? Jeez.
Dave's spicy today. Yeah. All right. Number 4 on the list is Jake Olderoid against Tennessee. The 3 field goals, the big field goals. I felt like he had one of the best performances of anybody in an individual game, and obviously we know how significant those kicks were. So,
and that field goal, that last one before overtime at the end of regulation, I thought, oh man, he missed it, because the Tennessee crowds is like, yes, he missed it, no good. But then the refs go, it's good. I'm thinking, what happened? How did it go in? But yeah, that was a great performance by Oldroyd.
Snuck it in. All right, Matt, back to you. Number 3.
Oh my goodness, I'm gonna go Tyson Williams versus Tennessee.
I'm going to go with Zach Wilson against USC.
No, still in the Tennessee game. This time, Micah Simon. Seven receptions, 127 yards. Obviously, we know the big catch.
You
that
could
set
make
it all up.
You could make an argument that could be number one.
And I thought about it.
I thought about it too. That's why I was saving it.
Were pretty fluid, but yes, I thought that one was fantastic. And obviously, like the game setting up that tying field goal at the end, like we just talked about, fantastic.
Best play though to this point of the season for BYU clearly was that Micah Simon catch
without a doubt.
That's what like with you, Matt. I thought that was probably going to be maybe number one from down, but
yes.
Dallin throws some curveballs at us. Someone gets to him. Is it Dave? I don't know if it was Dave this time. I don't know. Dad was on his own.
Is Ryan Denny making an appearance?
John Denny's on
John,
this
John
one,
Denny. Put some respect on his name.
All right, number two, Mitch, to you.
Okay, so we're in the top two, and we're talking to Dallin. And Dallin has loved Tyson since the moment he came into the transfer portal. So it's got to be a Tyson performance. And I'm going to say Tyson against USC.
He's opened the door. So it really comes down to don't hit the buzzer. I'm talking through this, all right? Either comes down to, I think it's either Tyson Tennessee or Zach USC. And I'm going to go Zach Wilson versus USC.
We're going to keep it in the USC game, but to me, it was Kyrus Tonga.
That's a great pull.
So impactful in that game. And yes, four tackles, the sack, a couple pass deflections, not the prettiest stats, but I mean, he set the tone early in that game and really dominated that offensive line. So that to me was so impressive.
That's a good one.
It almost was number one.
It was
almost number one, but that was number two. Oh. So we got one more left.
Okay, all right.
We got one more left. So it's back to you, Matt. You got to tie it here. We only got one right. So
what the heck? Tyson, Tennessee.
Wow, all right. It makes sense. Come on, 99 yards on the ground, including the two touchdowns. He was huge.
He was great.
I miss him. I just missed Tyson. It has been hard to watch
when
the team
without
him.
You lose a guy like that, I mean, it's just hard to bounce back. There's just no one on this roster that has the talent that Tyson does offensively.
And he was a big game performer. He was a guy that wasn't fazed by the big stages, and he went into Neyland Stadium and delivered huge results. Like, that's what BYU wanted him to do. And getting him out of the transfer portal, the way they got him, I mean, it's an amazing story, and it's a shame that BYU only got that guy for four games, because even within those four games, I feel like BYU didn't give him the rock enough, because in that Tennessee game, he got 17 times? I think 17 carries for 99 yards, and I'm thinking, that guy should have got 25 carries. He was on point. But you know what? Hopefully the NCAA does something right by BYU for once. That doesn't happen ever. But hopefully they do, because I would love to see that guy get a medical hardship year, because he's going to apply for one. That's the intention from him, because I think he understands that most likely he's got no shot at the NFL, because the timeline of his ACL injury, it's going to cover up the whole combine, the workouts. At best, he's a practice squad guy next season. So hopefully he can come back to BYU, get another shot, finish his graduate program, and play one more year at BYU. But it's going to be very difficult for him to get that medical hardship year.
Thanks, Dallin. That was a tie. That doesn't happen very often here.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. You guys both lose.
It's all good. We're out of time anyway. So we got to take a break here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Traffic and weather coming up next.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.